lose your joy. I'm thinking he's saying collectively for the church, you know, that's my message. Don't lose your joy. I should have known better. Because the Lord doesn't, he doesn't mince words and he doesn't waste words. So when he tells you something, it's for a reason. So when you hear it, hold on to it. You ponder it in your heart like Mary did when the angels came and told her she was going to be the mother of Jesus and that she wouldn't know a man. And those things that the angel told her, she pondered in her heart. So I'm telling you, when the Lord begins to speak to you so quietly, ponder it in your heart. Because it will come up again. But see, he said he won't let anything come upon you unawares. You know what I mean? So he does warn you. He does prepare you. You know, even though I wasn't in thinking, hey, this is for you. I wasn't thinking that. So I'm going to try to stick as close to my notes as possible because there's a lot I want to tell you. So I have been working on a project for over 6 months, inputting into the computer. There was 4 different areas that I had to put in the computer, and it was a year's worth of work, and then some going into 2019. So, you know, I'm an infant when it comes to computers and inputting and things. So you know, I'm okay with that. So my computer is somewhat of a mess to the novice, the ones who knows what they're doing, and they see my computer, and my son says, what is all of this? You know, what is all? I said, look, I'm a baby, I don't know, it's just there, fix it!
That's right.
Okay, so I'm working and doing everything, and I had got everything inputted into the computer, everything that I needed. The whole year's worth of information, this half of this year's information, 4 different groups, 4 different areas I had to do. And I got them all up to grade. Everybody was up to snuff. And I'm ready to now email this report so it can be totaled and emailed back to me. Me, being an infant, I try to find this file. I get it set up to email, and I can't find it in my list of things anywhere. So I go back to where I have all the other files, and it's a bunch of extra files with the same information. It's extra files. So me being the neat knit that I am, I said, well, let me get rid of some of these extra files. So I just started deleting files because I did not need them. They were extra.
Yes.
So I said, I want to clean this up. And so when I get it all done, then I can email it on off. So I have 2 files on the screen, and I looked to see which one had the information that I needed. So I wouldn't delete that. So I'm looking and I say, okay, that one has information, that one doesn't. So I click delete. So I'm now ready to email this off. Lord said, you better check what you're sending. So I check, I am happy because I've done all this work. I mean, 6 months I've been working on, no, it's now September, so it's 9 months. I've been working on all of this stuff. So I click on that file and opens up, and I am so happy until I see the information is only from January, but I put everything in there from up to December. So I click on another file, that one's blank. I click on another file, that one's blank. I said, oh my God, what have I done? Oh my God, I'm beginning to panic. Remember what the Lord told me? Don't lose your joy. I am in panic. So I call my son, I call Dave. Now, when I hear his voice, I'm preparing to tell him what I've done.
Right.
Dave says, hello. I start crying. I broke down and start crying. Now, you know, mothers, your sons do not like it when you cry. They don't want to hear their mother crying.
Right.
Especially the way I was crying. They don't want to hear it. So everything goes through his mind. What's wrong? What, you know, and so when I tell him, he said, is that the problem? Well, to me, that was almost like disaster because all of my work was gone. He's thinking, okay, who didn't have an accident? Who died? That's what he's thinking. I said, well, it's just the computer. So, you know, he calmly said, no, he's so telling me how to fix the situation. So I'm looking for it, and I said, it's not here. He said, go to your recycle bin. So I'm looking. I said, there's nothing there. And I'm looking. So he says, Mom, bring it to me. I said, okay, so I'm trying to get myself together. So I go upstairs to tell the pastor what I've done. and then I'm going to see Dave. As soon as I see the pastor and start telling him what I've done, I lose it. It was like a mini meltdown. No, it was a larger meltdown. So bad to the fact that the pastor had to grab me and hold me in a lock and just begin to pray, because when I say I lost it because all in my mind, Lord, all that work, I've been working on this for this long, all the information, everybody else, I just lost it. He would not let me go until the Spirit of the Lord hit and brought instant peace.
Yes.
Nobody can do you like the Lord.
That's right.
I mean, from shaking, crying, sobbing, uncontrollable. He said, I've never seen you like that. I said, I know. When I say I lost it, I lost it. But he grabbed me, he prayed, he wouldn't let me go until the Lord came. And when he brought peace, he brought peace.
Yes.
I said, okay. Everything came back to my mind. I'm normal now. I said, I'm going to Dave's. And I'm saying, we're going to get this.
Yes.
Find this information. The devil said, you're not going to find it. You hit delete it. It's nowhere to be found. All that way, you're going to have to go. And he's talking his crazy. You know he likes to talk his trash. And I said, Lord, I know. I said, Pastor, he commanded that information to come back wherever this is. And I said, I'm going to Dave's, and he's going to find what I need.
That's
I said, Lord Jesus, I'm trying to out talk the devil who is screaming at me about all this information. So I get to Dave's and he is looking, trying to find, like I said, I'm an infant, my computer is a mess. So he's trying to filter through all this stuff that I have everywhere that I don't know where it belongs. I said, look, I don't know. What I know, I know. What I don't know, I really don't know. So he's working on it, and the devil's still pounding at my head as David's working on it. And I said, you know what? The Lord said, don't lose your joy.
Yes.
So I sat there and I'm watching him and I said, Lord, you said to me not to lose my joy.
Yes.
Satan, you are a liar.
Right.
You tried to steal my joy, because if he can steal your joy, he can keep your goods. I said, you are not keeping my good. You are not stealing my joy. I said, Lord, I don't care. I'm not losing my joy. If David can't find it, that's all right. I'll go home and I'll start inputting all out over again. I said, but I'm not letting the devil steal my joy. I don't care. And he said, yeah, you're going to be up for another 10 weeks trying to get all that. I said, I don't care. Lord, I'm not letting the devil steal my joy.
Right.
You told me, and then it came back to me. Said, yes, the same way I told you, all is well.
That's right.
When you hear it, you hear a word from the Lord, hold on to it.
Hold on to it.
So I got up, and it was maybe two, 3 or 4 minutes after I said, I don't care. I'm not losing my joy. Say, you're not stealing my joy. I don't care. I'll do whatever. I don't care. I'm not losing my joy.
That's right.
After I said it, David put his hands up, said, I got it. I said, Lord, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Because Satan wanted to steal my joy so he could keep my goods.
Yeah.
But the Lord gave him wisdom. I said, Lord, you know I don't know what I'm doing. I said,
right.
Give him the wisdom, because I'm an infant at this. And didn't he give him the wisdom, and he found, and then he began to fix all the stuff that I had everywhere in my computer. He worked on it. I mean, when I tell you, he worked a while on it, trying to get everything back. He says, but now it is fixed. We'll never lose it again.
All right.
No matter what you try to do, you can't lose this anymore.
All right.
That's what I need. Thanks be unto God.
Right.
But he had prepared me. And you know, when he brings his word back,
yes, he does.
Ever so sweetly,
yes,
says,
that's right.
Don't let him steal your joy.
Right.
Don't lose your joy.
Don't lose your joy.
Lose your joy.
That's
right. So needless to say, God did exactly what he said in his word.
Right.
He brought back everything that I needed to bring back. He settled me and gave me peace, because I was having a mini, I know it was a mini, mini, nervous breakdown. It was ridiculous. I've never seen my body in that condition. I mean, shaking from, it was awful. But when the man of God spoke peace to this situation, peace over my mind, over my, I mean instantly. From sobbing uncontrollably until the Lord settling peace over my mind, over my heart. Nobody can do that but the Lord. So I said, okay, Lord, thank you. You told me don't lose my joy. I'm going to tell the church the same thing. Don't lose your joy. No matter what situations, hallelujah. He says, don't lose your joy. So, let me get back to where I need to be. You will have situations that come up in your life, and it's because of the devil. Because he hates you, hates me, hates us, and would prefer us to be off of the planet so he won't have to deal with us. Because he is who he is, we will have situations come up in our lives. But we have an advocate. We have Jesus, who is evermore making intercession for us, who is always before the Father pleading our case. Because he loves us. I tell you, God is good. So where I would like to go to John 10 and 10. So when this situation happened, John 10 and 10 tells you why. Jesus said, and it's in red so we know it's Jesus. The thief cometh not but for to steal, kill, and destroy. But the Lord said, but I've come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Satan's job was to try and steal the word of God that he placed in my heart. He came immediately to steal that word. Same thing with all is well. He came immediately to steal all is well. Take it right out of my heart. Situation, I mean, hit bang. So that it would go right out of my mind. But no, I said, nope, the Lord said, all is well, all is well, all is well. I don't care, the Lord said, it's well. He said, don't lose your joy. Why? Because he knew the thief was coming to steal, to kill, and to destroy. He said, but don't lose your joy. The nature of the devil is a thief. So you know he's going to steal. So actually we shouldn't be surprised when things happen because we know it's the old boy trying to steal, to kill, or to destroy. But the Lord said, but I come. I've come that you'll have life and have it more abundantly. So what are the things that Satan is after? Go to Mark 4 and 14 and 15. Mark 4 says, the sower soweth the word. The sower soweth the word. And 15 says, and these are they by the wayside where the word is sown, but when they have heard, Satan comes immediately and taketh away the word that was sown in their hearts. What is he after? He's after the word that God has placed in your heart. That's his job, to steal the word right out. Hallelujah. And yes. So he has his agenda, but God has us in heart. Satan is after the word that God has placed in your heart. He is after your joy. He is after your peace. He is after your power. He is after your courage. He is after your faith. He is after your comfort. And most of all, he is after your goods. He is after your goods because he wants, if you lose your joy, if he can steal your joy, he can keep your goods. See, the Lord had already gave me his word. He said, don't lose your joy. All right. I mean, situations have been coming up, and I have been losing my joy over situations. I was complaining and complaining and complaining, and the more I complained, the worse it got. When I finally shut up and got quiet, and I know the Lord was tired of hearing me complain, he just said, don't lose your joy. That's right. Because when I tell you, I wasn't a happy camper. Situation was coming up in the house, in the church, finances, the car. I said, Lord, you know, I said, they're trying to push me over the edge here. They're trying to push me over the edge. He says, don't lose your joy. Put the car in the shop and stay there a month or whatever. Get the car to the shop. They can't find the parts. They got to go all over trying to find the parts of the car. They finally get it. We finally get the car. Passes on his way home, and the car stops. Stops. Kaputsky. Nothing. He called me, dear, I just want you to know I'm fine. Everything's well. I'm just waiting for, you know, AAA to come and give me a gem of the car. Just, I said, we just got that car. See, he's after my joy. He's after my joy. I said, Lord, all right, thank you. I said, well, you take care of what needs to be done. And so, you know, they came, they jumped in, and he got the car home. So I run up to see the car. It looks so good. I miss it. It's been gone so long. And so he backed the car up and stopped to turn it off. So he said, I'm here. He said, I'm going to, you know, start it back up and let it run a while. Click, click, click. Nothing. He's after my joy. The car in the driveway, just almost $1,000 to get it out the cotton picking shop, and it won't start. Now we need a new battery.
Oh, Jesus.
We call the man, the battery's not covered, you gotta get a whole new battery. I said, you know what, Lord? I keep having this running conversation. Why? Because the devil's trying to steal my joy.
Yes.
But the Lord had already told me, Dora, don't lose your joy. I could see my joy dwindling. I could see it taking wings and flying because I said, I done had enough of this situation.
I knew that's right.
Dora, don't lose your joy. So I had to bring myself back together. Yes, Lord. You said you would supply all my needs, and I said, Satan, you are not getting my joy. He's after the word that God had placed in my heart. When you get the word of God, it brings you joy. It brings you strength. It brings you peace. When the Lord speaks to you, it just settles you down. And Satan's job is to come immediately to try and take that word out your heart before it can take root.
Yes.
So you have a boss that'll, you know, lay you out in front of everybody when it's not your fault.
Yeah.
You have somebody as you're driving and they cut you off and everything and you want to do something that you know you're not supposed to because you're a child of God. I mean, you have these situations. The kid's acting crazy, whatever. Anything he can do. Now, mind you, it's not the big things. It's the little things that pile on top of each other. He wants to steal your joy so he can keep all the goods that he's trying to steal from you. How many have had things stolen from you from the devil?
Yeah.
And it's his job to try and keep it. And as long as you don't have your joy, he can keep your goods. The Lord, he talked to me a good while. I said, Dora, don't lose your joy. Because there's victories that we as saints of God should have had. Should have had these victories, but because we've lost our joy, we had no strength to fight the devil on his terms and to win because we are weak, because we've lost our joy, because the joy of the Lord is your strength.
That's right.
If you have no strength, you are weak. If you're weak, you can't resist the devil. If you can't resist the devil, you won't win. What is Satan after? Your joy. He's after your words. He's after the word that the Lord has placed in your heart.
That's right.
Listen. Don't lose your joy.
That's right.
Think about me. So now, she saw her joy flying away. I'm not going to be that way. I'm not going to let him steal my joy.
Right.
I'm not going to lose my joy. So you begin, when you see these things coming up, you know it is the thief.
Yeah.
You already know it's the thief. You know it's him.
Yeah.
Because God is not in killing, stealing, or destroying. If that's in your life, it's not of God. Satan comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy. The Lord said, but I came to give you life and give it more abundantly. Yes. But Satan wants to come immediately and steal the word that's in your heart so that you can't get your joy. So you won't keep your joy. So you will lose your joy, and thus your strength is being depleted. You can't get to where you need to go because you ran out of joy. Your tank is half full, so now you've got the directions to go. As I preached a message before, go to the other side. And you're on your way to the other side. Situations come up and it's tearing at your joy, and you get halfway to where you gotta go and you ran out of joy. You have no strength. You can't even complete the task before you because your joy is gone. When you pray and you pray, your prayers aren't being answered because you have no joy. You have no strength to fight the devil, to keep him at bay, because you've lost your joy. You say your confessions, and your confessions are not in joy and in thanksgiving. Your confessions are like a robot. You just, my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches in glory. He said in his word, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. The joy of the Lord is my strength. And we just go robot along with our confessions. Just robot along with our confessions. With no joy, no power, no strength, no declaration. We're going through with question marks on our confessions. The question marks. Will the Lord do this? He said he will supply my need. Will he do this? The Lord will supply all my needs according to his riches in glory. But you're out because there's no joy. But when he gives you his word and says, I want you to confess this. By the stripes that Jesus bore, I'm already healed. As a declaration, not as a question mark. With joy and thanksgiving of the Lord's going to do whatever he said. He said he will supply all of my needs. See, I had lost my joy in my financial area because I'm seeing it's going this way, it's going that way. Every time I turn around, it's something else, it's something else. I said, Lord, what? Dora, don't lose your joy.
That's right.
Ever so quietly. Because he needed me to know something's coming up that you're going to need your joy to get you through it. So you're right, Lord. Don't lose your joy. So when you're praying and making your confessions, pray and confess in thanksgiving and joy and gladness, because it's already done. See, we as saints and Christians, most Christians alike, they look at healing. This, I'm waiting on the Lord to heal me. I'm waiting for the Lord to heal me. But when you see what the word says, I'm already healed. So why am I waiting for something I've already got? See, the thing is, Satan wants you to confess, by the stripes that Jesus bore, I'm healed. By the stripes that Jesus bore, I'm healed. With a question, by the stripes that Jesus bore, I'm healed. And you feel a pain, you feel an ache, you look at your body, you look at this, you take your blood sugar and it's sky high. But I'm confessing, by the stripes that Jesus bore, I'm healed. By the stripes that Jesus bore, I'm healed. By the stripes that Jesus bore, why am I not healed? He said, you already healed. It's Satan that's trying to steal the health that already belongs to you. Give me an example. You have a refrigerator in your home. It is stocked with everything that you want to eat, everything your kids want. It is loaded down. And it's your refrigerator. Somebody walks into your house, goes to your refrigerator, unplugs it, and start pushing it towards the front door like they're taking your refrigerator away. Or you're gonna say, oh yeah, go ahead, have it, it's all right. I know it's filled with everything I want, help yourself. Is that what you're gonna say? No, you're gonna say, Get your hands off of my refrigerator. That belongs to me. Everything in that refrigerator belongs to me. Get out of my house.
Right.
You don't belong here. That doesn't belong to you. It is mine.
That's right.
Same thing with your health.
Yes.
It's already yours. Satan is trying to take your health out the door, filled with all the good and everything that God says is yours. He's trying to take it out the door, trying to take it away from you, and it's already yours.
Yes.
Your job is to say, no. I rebuke these lying symptoms. I am the healed, protecting my health from sickness and disease.
Yes.
By the stripes that Jesus bore, I'm already healed, and I receive it right now. I receive my healing, and I will continue to stand, and you will not steal my joy.
Right.
I am healed. I am healed. Lord, I thank you.
Yes.
Your word says, hallelujah. I'm healed.
That's right.
You're no longer walking and talking like a robot.
All right.
Because now you're making the declaration. I am healed, and Satan, you've got to go.
That's right.
You no longer can steal what God has already given me.
That's
he said, it's mine.
Yes, that's right.
And my job is to stand and resist.
Yes.
Resist.
Yes.
The lying symptoms when they show up.
Yes.
And say, not so. I refuse. I rebuke you. In the name of Jesus, and all of my health is coming back.
Yes.
All of my health is now mine, and I resist.
That's right.
The joy of the Lord.
Yes.
Is your strength.
Yes.
So when you have your joy, you start seeing the things coming back that God
says
is yours.
That's right.
Elder DeVita taught us on the lesson, said, let it go. We got to drop these things. Give
yeah.
it to the Lord. Let it go.
That's
You have to stop. You have to stop and then let the Lord trust the Lord.
That's right.
For what he said.
Yes.
And here again, I was complaining about something, and she said, you know, you're going to have to let that go. I said, you know, that is right.
Yeah.
Because the more I complain about it, those aren't the words of the Lord. They are not coming from the Lord. They're coming from that other fellow. And as long as I stay in his court, he can keep my goods.
Yes.
But as soon as I said, Lord, forgive me. I'm sorry.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I'm
yes.
sorry. And begin to confess the word of God.
That's it.
Don't you know the Lord starts sending?
Yes, he will. He will.
I mean, I said, you know, because I went to the Lord, I said, I'm with my daycare. I said, I want my house full. I need my house full. I've got bills that's got to be paid. I want it full.
Yes.
And for the longest, it just seemed like it just wasn't happening. I said, Lord, I want my house full.
Yes.
All of a sudden, when I started letting things go, dropping it and trusting the Lord,
that's it.
Two new kids started.
All right.
I said, thank the Lord. One of the old kids, the mother moves, got another job, and she took out one child. I said, you know what, Lord? I said, I want my house full.
That's right.
Now, it would have been full with the two new ones and the other one staying. It would have been full. She checks out. She and I just went to another daycare. I said, okay, Lord, I need my house full.
That's right.
I got a call on Friday. Three kids.
All right, that's what I'm talking about.
Three kids need care.
Good.
I said, Lord, you are so good.
Yes.
I got the choice now of who I want.
Right.
Three kids.
Yes.
I mean, it has been, when I say drought, it's been drought for years. I said, well, Lord, what? And when Elder was teaching to us about letting things go,
yes,
when I let that go,
yes,
God started working.
Yes.
He said, you can be God over it as long as you want, but while you're God, I'm not.
That's right.
So when I let it go, it's in your hands. Did he not take over everything?
Yes.
Did he not start sending kids? Did he not start sending the finances?
Yes.
I said, yeah, I know what we need. When I looked at the bank account this week, I said, dear God. I said, wait, let me go check that again. I said, I gotta make sure. I said, I'm looking. I said, that's a deposit. That's a deposit. I said, that money's really in there.
Right.
I said, God, you're good.
Yes.
I let it go.
That's right.
I've been dealing with trying to keep my blood sugar regulated. I said, no, I'm letting that go.
That's right. Let it go.
I took my check. My blood sugar, it dropped 100 points.
100 points. Wow.
Let it go.
That's right.
So Lord, I thank you.
Yeah.
I thank you for your word. Hallelujah. Don't lose your joy. Don't lose it. Stand to your feet. No matter what it is, no, the thief comes but to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But the Lord said, but I've come that you might have life, that you might have abundant life. If there's something going on in your life that's not in the abundant life, let it go. Give it to the Lord and say, I will not let this situation steal my joy. The thief is trying to steal your joy. The thief is trying to steal the word of God out of your mouth. Let it go. Trust God. Give it to God. Trust God. And watch God be God. Don't lose your joy.
Thank you for listening to today's message. If you would like to support this ministry, consider giving online. Visit www.rwolfc.com for articles, blog posts, message references, and our monthly calendar of events.